This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, it's the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. This is Mark.
And this is Johnson.
Now, Ian, our normal first chair host on Saturday nights, is off at some event that he's been invited to and figured was important. He had to, I know he's over at the Free Coast visiting the Bitcoin store and that sort of thing. And normally I'm in the first chair on Sunday nights, so I'm ready to say this live Sunday edition, but this isn't Sunday, it's Saturday. And you're welcome to call in at 855-450-3733.
Live from Keene, it's Saturday night! Oh wait, that's a terrible show.
It's 855-450-free here on Free Talk Live, and you can use our Discord chat. The way to do that is to go to discord.freetalklive.com. That's discord.freetalklive.com. And you can do as Libertariat has, and we'll bring her on right now. Libertariat, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. I'm just calling in. I listen normally on the podcast, but I felt compelled to call in. Last night, Ian was talking about the fact that he said that Afghanistan has held off the American military for 17 years, and while I agree that there are problems in Afghanistan, I think that statements like that do a disservice to the liberty movement because, I mean, the American military took over Afghanistan. and I know that because I was there in the early 2010s, and, I mean, I was able to enter the Afghan Ministry of Defense fully armed, with only an American military ID. So we were not allowed to go anywhere that where Afghans were without being fully armed. So I think that there are problems in Afghanistan, but if you say that they've held us off, I mean, that's not a true statement. And I think that does us a disservice.
Yeah. I would tend to agree. One of the problems is when you're on doing live radio is sometimes the right terminology won't come up. Other times is when you're an ideologue, like Ian tends to be, you're of the opinion that, you're of the opinion that your opinion's correct. Ian is really of the opinion that a militia is a better form of organization for, military than, some kind of standing army.
I mean, why is it, though, that like, for example, this is an article today, and this is from, so take it with a grain of salt because it's from the failing New York Times, that the U.S. government is saying that the Taliban controls or contests 44% of districts, while military analysts are saying that the Taliban controls or contests 61% of districts. This is an article that came out today in the New York Times.
Libertariat?
Yeah, well, I think that there are certain, you can say that they control a certain amount of districts. I know when I was there, we didn't really venture outside of the wire, go outside of the base too often. But if the problem is that the U.S. is fairly restrained, the rules of engagement that were placed upon us. I mean, I had rocks thrown at vehicles, mm-hmm. I had shots taken at vehicles, and we weren't really able to respond. So if the United States wanted to bring what would be in essence an overwhelming amount of force on the Afghan people, they could do that.
Absolutely. There's no doubt that the most powerful military the world has ever known can take over the countryside full of full of sheep herders and that sort of thing. Ultimately, Afghanistan does not have the military power, but the problem is that, and I think you'd agree with this, Libertariat, that whether or not you can militarily take someplace over, that doesn't mean that you've changed the hearts and minds of people. And the Taliban isn't some kind of outside force. This is some percentage of the population that firmly believe whatever this nonsense is that they believe. And unless you have some kind of deep and dramatic execution-style purge of these people. You're not getting rid of them.
Oh, yeah, no, I absolutely agree. I think that's definitely a true statement. But it seems like Ian is trying to say that Afghanistan is going to bleed the United States dry. But when you look at it, in terms of the direct monetary support, the United States gives about $8 to $9 billion a year to the Afghan government, and then there's the cost associated with the military presence there. But
which again, is tremendous.
I mean,
I remember we were reading some story that like a gallon of diesel fuel, and I don't know, I'm just coming off the top of my head here, but a gallon of diesel fuel was like $150.
2,200 Americans have been killed in the Afghan conflict. The United States has spent more than $840 billion fighting the Taliban insurgency and paying for relief and reconstruction.
Oh. Yeah, no, I agree, but there are certainly costs. I know that when I was there, they were paying $30 per meal per day. So if you look at a soldier that eats three meals a day, that's $90 per soldier. And if you have 200,000 soldiers there, it's a huge cost. But I mean, it's not going to bleed the country dry. We spend way more money on other things that are not, well, I shouldn't say nearly as effective because, I mean, we've been there for 17 years. This is the longest war that the United States has ever fought. But the idea that somehow Afghanistan is going to bleed us dry, I don't think that helps us at all.
It's a conflict.
Well, I tend
has
to think
that legally been defined as a war.
Right. Well, there hasn't been a war since 1945 or 46. Nonetheless, I don't want to get caught up on the semantics of it. But more importantly, when you're talking about Afghanistan or Iraq and the tremendous amount of money went in there, it was like the calculations have been for both of those two conflicts, which I think the United States has thought better of at this point, was as high as $5 trillion when they take in extraneous costs and these kinds of things. I hear your $800 billion number, and maybe that's accurate for just Afghanistan. I could not say. Mm-hmm. But not much has come out of the Afghan conflict that would benefit the average person, right?
No, I agree. I mean, I feel bad because I fought there. I should say I fought there. I was there. I think that the fact that we're still there probably indicates how effective it was. But it's just when you say things like Afghanistan has held off the United States military, that's not true. I mean, you have to be careful what you say because words have meaning.
Agreed.
And if you use the wrong words. I wish Ian was here. But I'll try to call back some other night. Saturday nights is usually the only time I can call in. So.
Yeah, it's a conversation worth having one way or the other. And I would concur with you that, that nobody can stand physically against the might of the United States. But if you hold off long enough, sooner or later, the U.S. is going to get tired of fighting. They're going to pull the troops back. And then the vacuum gets filled. Unless there has been, in some way or another, a keeping of the peace, and it doesn't seem like Afghanistan has the wherewithal to do it, and they've had plenty of time to put together some kind of apparatus for dealing with their country. It just doesn't seem like people want it or need it. Do you have any explanation as to why that might be?
Well, I think that the Afghans, and from the interactions I have with them, they are more than willing to take whatever the United States will give them.
Yeah.
So when you talk about that,
$8 billion.
$8 billion may sound great in the United States. It is a fortune in Afghanistan. And so I think that they're just waiting until the money train runs out, and then they'll start fighting each other.
Yeah, I suspect that's what they'll probably be doing until one group rises above the other. And usually when it's about the fighting, it's the most brutal group that'll rise to the top, sadly. And not much. Afghanistan has, for more than 100 years now, dealt with first the English, then the first the British, then the Russians, now the United States. It's never been able to get its legs up underneath it, and it probably isn't going to be any time this century, to my mind. Thanks for the call, Lieutenant.
Thanks.
Yep. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. That's one of the difficulties of choosing to support these conflicts. Look, I think these soldiers are great. I think that they're, fine young men. I mean, I was going to go into the military. I can't say bad things about somebody who chose to do this. That's not what I'm trying to do. But I can say that the people that control these young men don't have much, and women too, don't have much value for their lives. And they send them into conflict after conflict after conflict that results in the same things over and over again. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about saveitpurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday night edition. You're welcome to call in and, well, you bring up whatever you want to talk about. We've been kind of across the board tonight talking about the Afghan war, squatters, the gentrification activists that took over the Google building.
We could solve a lot of problems if we could just move those squatters in Germany to have them squat in Afghanistan. And then we could just solve a lot of problems. That's what we really need, right? We need some people to squat in Afghanistan and make sure that it's protected from, you know, the Taliban, right? So that
well, I don't think
solve two problems.
Protecting against that.
Protecting there's really low rent in Afghanistan.
They don't have to worry about capitalism much over there.
Yeah. No capitalism, low rent. Go ahead.
855-450-3733. Let's go to Michael calling in from Virginia and WNIS. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Mark. The anonymous editorial that appeared in the New York Times, someone alleging to be a member of the White House staff.
Very sad. Like a chief, some high level, they use the term to describe themselves, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think you should know that this is absolutely unprecedented, and it's very important. It tells you to be alert to what is probably coming very soon after this. They are trying to prepare you for a real shocker. And the shocker will be something in the form of a total disqualification of this president. It will likely, go the, impeachment route. And, there's likely to be a lot of protests against it. And, so they're putting you on notice. They're putting the world on notice that this man is unfit to be in office for probably more than one reason. And they're not saying what that reason is, but they're letting you know that there is a...
Well, it's speculation, but they said that I felt like I read the article and I felt like what they're trying to do is set Americans' minds at ease that some of the... You know, maybe crazier things that they felt like the Trump administration might be wanting to do, that the chiefs of staff there were, not letting it happen. But regardless of that, are you excited about a Mike Pence presidency?
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask.
Well, no, because I'm not sure he's qualified either. I have great doubts about him.
He was elected the vice president, so I guess he's qualified.
Well,
it's not like there's a vetting process.
You're not qualified unless you spent a bunch of years working in completely like where you completely avoided doing anything useful with your life. So like you push around a bunch of paperwork, you go out and you try and kowtow to voters, and you don't do anything actually meaningful and useful to provide to humanity. You have to go and you have to leech off of people for like a good couple decades of your life first, just being useless for society, being a politician.
That's
what qualifies you for being president. If you've worked in the private sector, you're right out.
Michael, isn't that true that basically that the main qualification for being president is the ability to run a successful campaign for being president?
Well, now the main qualification is you have to have media control. And that means that Donald Trump is not himself in control.
So,
it's the media that gives him, that put him in the place that he's in.
What shows was Barack Obama on? I don't remember him starring in anything. I don't remember him, like, owning any news networks or, you know, having some sort of major contracts with, like, Disney or Fox or ABC or something like that. You know, like, what was Barack Obama's control over the media? Or Hillary, for that matter.
Well, the people who control the media decide who they want to be president. And,
who are the people?
Really? Because I would think that the liberal news media would have wanted a liberal president.
I don't think that any of the people in the media, most people in the media, wanted to see Donald Trump.
Well, here's what you don't understand.
Okay.
The Russians have a strong presence in American media. They have strong control, and a lot of that comes through the religious media which they know how to control. Donald Trump garnered 30 million votes from the evangelical
Isn't Russia right. just recently risen from the ashes of a godless communist country?
Pardon me?
Didn't Russia recently rise from the ashes of a godless communist country? How is it that they know how to control Christians?
Well, they've been controlling Christians for 70-some years, knowing all their secrets, and they know the secrets of our Christians as well. They knew how to get rid of Bob McDonnell. They didn't want him in the White House. They knew he would have inevitably been there if they didn't get rid of him. He was the former governor of Virginia, who was Pat Robertson's right-hand man. The Russians didn't want that. They took him out, and they put in their own man, who is Donald Trump. And that was.
I just don't think that the Russians have any more control. I mean, really, how did these Russians get this control? Yeah. By posting some tweets and some Facebook things? I mean, seriously.
90%. So wait, 90% of the news media is owned by GE, News Corp, Disney, Viacom, Time Warner, and CBS. So which of those companies, right, or unless you're suggesting it's the other 10%, which of those companies is owned by the Russians?
The most powerful television show of the early 2000s was The Apprentice Show. That show was designed directly...
I never even watched it.
Well, it was designed directly by Vladimir Putin,
okay.
who told Mark Burnett, that instead of putting himself in, Putin, that's who Burnett wanted. He wanted a Russian show to run to follow up on the Survivor Series that he did. But
Putin
wanted Trump, and Putin owned Trump at that time. We have enough financial information on Trump to know that the Russians owned Trump before he went to the Apprentice show. So this president is a Russian president.
The series finale of The Apprentice had 4.5 million viewers. Are you aware that, like, you know, there are kids shows on YouTube that have more subscribers, like PewDiePie has, like, more subscribers than on YouTube. 4.5 million, I don't think it even would have made the difference in the election. I think there was,
We're going back to 2005, 2006, when he was building his reputation as the Putin of the West.
It's a tiny fraction. What you're saying doesn't, it's nonsense. It doesn't make any sense. It's like a tiny fraction of your show. That's a tiny show. Very small.
You're talking about now. You're not talking about 2005 and 2006.
People aren't watching television.
The season four finale had 12.8 million viewers. The very first season had 28.1. It's still small. Very small.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Oh,
appreciate
well, you don't understand. You don't know.
Well, apparently I don't. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You really can call in with anything.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former President Barack Obama is back on the campaign trail trying to help get Democrats elected in this fall's midterm elections. In Anaheim, California, he gave a short speech and was given a warm welcome by the crowd.
It is good to be back in California.
7 Democrats are with Mr. Obama. They're hoping to win 7 seats in the House currently held by Republicans. The former president told the partisan crowd, the key is to get people out to vote.
When there's a vacuum in our democracy, when we are not participating, we're not paying attention, when we're not stepping up, other voices fill the void. But the good news is, in 2 months, we have a chance to restore some sanity in our politics.
Obama did say, we're in a challenging moment, but he did not mention President Trump by name. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. It's the live Saturday night edition. It's Mark with you.
Dan Johnson.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. We have been across the board from the last caller's claim that Trump is the first Russian president of the United States to immigrant kids strapped into chairs and hooded, some kind of torture type situation.
The margin between Trump and Hillary, it was almost the size of, you know, the size of the entire viewership of The Apprentice.
So
like Hillary had more votes in the popular election,
yeah.
Right? So that amount of votes was basically almost the entire audience for the season finale. Of
seemed like tenuous claims to me, but the gentleman certainly believed them. A lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom's a New York Times best-selling author, has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September 2013, Tom Woods has been putting on the Tom Woods Show every single weekday. At this point, it's over 1,200 episodes, guests including Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more with topics like war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and Many other subjects of interest to libertarians. Find the Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. I think it's a great show and well worth the listen if you're getting into podcasting. Tom Woods does a concise show and there's a lot of information put into it. Tomwoods.com. Is that right? Tom Woods. Put Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. There you go. Go to Matt calling in from Virginia, WLNI. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
One thing I just always praise you guys about this show, you do take everybody. I mean, anybody who has anything against you and wants to argue with you, you don't screen them out. I always appreciate that.
Ain't scared.
You're not afraid, that's for sure. One thing that the previous caller there, I mean, I was just shaking my head. I just could not believe. But I think that illustrates the difference in how people make decisions when they vote. I think some people, it's just about personality and fluff. And anyone who votes on issues, it wouldn't matter what TV show you're on. I mean, you vote issues. A party has a platform. I could list probably 10 issues right now. Of things that I liked about Trump better than Obama's policy, and that determines why I voted. I mean, from bringing the offshore money back into the United States tax-free, trillions of dollars, to how he deals with Iran, renegotiating trade deals. I mean, there's just so much I could list, Supreme Court picks. This is why people vote. It's not because someone was on a TV show, and I can't believe anybody even thinks that that's all you got to do for someone to vote for you, to be on a TV show.
It'll get you name recognition. I mean, you know, if you run for office right now, if I don't know, I'm coming a blank as to who might run. If Penn Jillette decided that he was going to run as a libertarian in 2020, I'll bet his numbers would beat Gary Johnson's numbers from 2016.
Mm.
Just a guess, mainly because if you ask Americans who's Penn Jillette, they'll know the name. And now maybe they can't spell it, and that's a tricky part, but whatever.
Yeah, and as far as the comment he made about qualifications, I mean, typically what you want in a presidential candidate to be qualified, it's nice to have somebody with military experience, but if not, you need someone who's either been a senator, hopefully, or a governor, preferably, because that's executive experience that compares with what a president would do. Or someone who's run a successful business and made international trade deals and understands complicated finance. I mean, that's who you want. So how can you, and especially with our previous president, Obama, how can you compare and say Obama was qualified, but these two aren't? They're way more qualified.
I don't know what makes people. I don't think anybody's qualified to be president, frankly. No one's qualified to run your life.
Hmm.
And frankly, what it takes to become president, to me, doesn't. It takes a megalomaniac who's unwilling to sleep for about 8 months that runs around, you know, begging people who are, by definition, half of them are below average when it comes to the ability to vote, to vote for them. And, well,
really what people are saying like when they're saying that Trump isn't qualified to run for president, or isn't qualified to be president, they're really saying that Republicans aren't qualified to vote. That's what I feel like. It's a Democrat saying, if you're a Republican, you're not qualified to vote.
I agree that that's what people are saying. But ultimately, the other side says the same thing.
Yeah.
I will say, here's what I think.
I think all Democrats and Republicans aren't, in fact, qualified to vote because they want to control other people's lives, which definitively makes them too immoral to actually be in that position to
make
that
decision. I think your position's too unpalatable for people, but I'm willing to offer this. If we currently have a test that somebody has to take, it's a 50-question test they have to take in order to vote. We call it the United States Citizenship Exam. Now, it's only administered to people who are not born in the United States, but I say we take 10 of those questions every single time, and that you have to answer them all correctly, and if not, your ballot is placed in provisional status. I think that everybody should have to answer all of these questions, and then we can see, well, you know, at that point, let's see who's votes.
I'd be good with just kicking it back to property owners.
Well, yeah, not just who would you rather have a beer with, you know?
Right.
Who had the better basketball pitcher turn it?
You know, and I've heard the ridiculous argument that because I say and I have the belief that I think we'd be in a better country if only property owners could vote, I've heard the argument, you're racist! Really? Did I say anything about which race could own property? No, I didn't.
I think that there's
I'd say the next big thing you're going to hear all over the news this week, I'll give you a head up, is the Serena Williams U.S. Open match. There was a huge scene there.
What happened?
She smashed a tennis racket, and then she got docked a point for receiving coaching, and then she went on this tirade against the ref, calling him sexist, and let the men do it, and this, you know, so I guarantee you this coming week, that's what the talk is going to be. You're first to hear.
It's not like she's never won a match before. I mean, you know, she can afford a loss here and there. Thanks for calling, Matt.
She's a good person, but I'm interested to see how they cover it this week.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. If you've ever done, look, I just recently participated in a jiu-jitsu tournament in Boston. It's probably been about a month.
Sounds like one of those words that you have to say, jiu-jitsu.
Yes, a jiu-jitsu tournament. You certainly didn't want to do an interview with me directly after it about my feelings about the whole thing. Like, I was a little upset. But, you know, that by definition, when there's eight people in a given bracket, seven of them have to lose. 855-450-3733. Brian from Indiana. This is WIBC. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. Got about a minute.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
How are you all doing?
All's well. You got about 1 minute.
I got 1 minute. Okay, great. I was just thinking back about Trump and his ride into power, and it kind of reminded me, I'm a little older, and it reminded me of Ronald Reagan coming in on his first term. He came in on nationalism. And we haven't heard nationalism and the pride of being American in the Republic and how we have to protect the Republic. And that includes the people that live here. We have to protect their jobs. We have to protect their liberties. And people have, and the, you know, second term, Reagan's second term, he started kind of going a little off on the mind. And I think somebody sold him a bill of goods. And, then he had the vice president, who happened to be George Bush Sr.,
yep,
who was the CIA director, who came in, and he didn't mince any words. He said there is a new world order coming about. He said it on national TV. Look it up.
Do you want to tell me what this new world order is?
I don't know, but he said it. Look it up.
Nor do I. And thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, that's 855-450-FREE. I don't know what the New World Order is. A wrestling team.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday night edition. It's Mark with you.
Dan Johnson.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. And we're on 7 days a week. 365 days a year from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on, well, 190 total stations at any given time. It could be a different number. But just want to tell you about an event that we're going to here in February 2019. It's called Anarchapulco, and it's down in Acapulco. You'll see Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, the biggest names in the liberty movement will be at the largest gathering of free thinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, and ANCAPs in Acapulco, Mexico, from February the 14th to the 19th, 2019. You'll love the lineup of speakers discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyle, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. Acapulco is a great place to be in February, I can assure you. And tickets are selling out. This is something you have to plan ahead for. I know the name is Anarchapulco, but there's nothing chaotic about their process of selling tickets. They're going to have a full boat, and it's going to be a great event. We'll be there, of course. And you just go to anarchapulco.com. That's anarchapulco.com, and use code FTL. This, by the way, is a great price for this ticket. It's like $450 for a regular ticket right now. The prices can go up as we get closer, but 15% off brings that down nicely. It's a great value for 4 days. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL. Let's go to Chris, calling in from Michigan. Listen to WKHM. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Chris, can you hear me now?
Sure can.
Yep. What's on your mind?
Well, I caught your last, the ending of the last podcast before the commercial break with the whole New World Order thing.
Yes.
And I would just like to fill in the things that you don't know about. Well, the New World Order, the purpose of it is a one-world government and a one-world banking cartel.
How do you know that's what George Bush Sr. meant when he said a New World Order? That's what the caller was claiming.
Well, I actually knew that from the Georgia Guidestones that were built 5 years before he made that speech that actually speak the plans of the New World Order.
Does it say the words New World Order before he said it?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it did.
Okay.
Do you have a dollar bill on you?
Does it say New World Order?
Yes,
it says
Novus Ordo Seclorum.
It does say a new order.
Yeah.
Yes, and so it says a new order. Don't you think that that could mean, I mean, just possibly he's trying to say that, you know, back some decades prior to him saying it, so this would have been the 1980s, he said it, just a few decades prior, Europe was continuing to fight out its problems amongst itself, but now the idea of a European superpower war, this doesn't seem unlikely, that there is a new world order.
Yes, absolutely, and that is why we are having so much conflict with Korea and all the other countries, is because the Federal Reserve does not own their banking cartel.
When you say the Federal Reserve, doesn't own the North Korean banking cartel.
It's interesting because the Great Seal, which was designed in 1782, was many, many, many years before the federal banking cartel came into existence in 1913. So there's a huge time gap in there, which New World Order was being used.
It wasn't always the Federal Reserve banking. Are you familiar with the Rothschilds?
But again,
we call them the Rothschilds over here.
1782, I think, was well before the Rothschilds as well.
No, they've been operating since the 15th century over in Germany. Them are the fake Jews that the Bible warned us about. The Rothschilds originally descended from Germany.
Are they possibly reptilians from outer space?
Well, I mean, there's a chance they could be reptilians, but who says that they came from outer space? Who's to say that they don't live underneath the Earth, in which we've never made past 8 miles?
I would not make a claim one way or the other, that's for certain.
I know we're not the only ones in the universe. And I mean,
I would agree with you that it's unlikely
to step outside the house every once in a while.
How thick can the Earth possibly be, though, if it's flat?
honestly,
maybe we haven't made it past 8 miles.
Like the sky.
Maybe we haven't made it past 8 miles because if we go past 8 miles, we get sucked into the vacuum of space. On the other side.
That could be. And I mean, explains the hot lava other than a molting plant?
Can you tell me about this molting plant?
Well, I mean, you know, like, when you got a molting plant, you got, like, all this lava and magma.
Yeah.
And
certain words on the radio, sir.
Sorry. Sorry, everybody. Got to drop a caller when they use the S word.
You can't say certain words on the radio. It just doesn't work that way.
Yes. So, you know, the difficulty with the conspiracy theory thing is that while I agree with some of the points made some of the times, I, at some point or another, reach a breaking point.
There's this thing. So there's a saying that goes, right? You want to be open-minded, but not so open-minded that your brain falls out. Because, see, if you value all ideas equally, then any idea is possible, and you're an idiot.
Well, at some point or another, you have to... there's something...
I mean,
there's
an infinite...
rejects.
There's an infinite number of ideas out there that are terrible.
Yes.
There's only a few that are well-researched and sound and good and thought out. So if you are so open-minded that you spend all your time focusing on the worthless ideas, then you become a worthless person.
Well, to some extent, it just takes discernment. If you go researching Flat Earth or lizard people or...
I mean, do it for amusement. I certainly have
but
for
if
a
you
minute,
do,
you know.
You'll find plenty of things to research and...
Yeah, you could just keep going and
alternative
going and going
facts.
And going and
so
going.
It comes down to discernment. At some point or another, you just have to reject
well,
something.
Well, and that's the problem. See, a lot of this, you know, what it seems like a very, very common thing that when somebody is a conspiracy theorist, and this is probably going to be trigger a whole lot of people, I would guess that the vast majority of conspiracy theorists, public school educated. Reason why? Never got a foundation in logical thinking. If you get a foundation in logical thinking, you're not going to be a conspiracy theorist because you're going to understand how to discern truth from fiction. You learn not just like about the scientific method, but how to apply the scientific
method.
Don't
you think that to some extent, like there are hidden facts, right? There's things that people don't want you to know about.
Sure, conspiracy theories can exist, but you know, the real conspiracy theories, they tend to get exposed, right? For the most part, eventually. And it takes a lot of people, or a few people. It takes either it to be a very small amount of people to hide that, or it takes a large amount of people to suppress something.
I would agree with you. If it takes hundreds and hundreds of people to keep a secret, it's just probably not true.
Right.
Whatever it is, it's just probably not true. Now, if you're talking about a dozen, two dozen people to keep a secret, okay, maybe you'll be able to keep that for a few decades, but I guess there's also things that are boring. Like, so for the banking system,
yeah.
He mentioned the Federal Reserve. As you dig into what the Federal Reserve is and how it creates money, what a fiat currency is, and these sorts of things, you'll come to the conclusion that the federal government's creation of money, complicity in the creation of money with the Federal Reserve system is immoral. But try to explain it to somebody, and they're going to go to sleep on you.
Well, and also, not everybody agrees that it's immoral. You know, that's the other problem, is that you don't have agreement on some of these things. So you've got a particular class of people that believe that, oh, hey, you know, it's perfectly okay to steal from people because you're doing good things with it. So, you know, steal away, because
it's
money is going to help somebody else. So.
It's a tax on everybody, and it's a redistribution of wealth to the wealthiest people, and wealthiest are most connected people in the country and in the world. So most people aren't going to go for that. They're going to call that completely unacceptable. If the Federal Reserve redistributed wealth to the lowest 20%, then you might have more people on board, but they don't do that. They do quite the opposite. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. And you may call in and talk about whatever you want. I want to tell you about the Discord chat, too, at discord.freetalklive.com. There, so all you have to do is go to discord.freetalklive.com. You can download the app, and then you can call in and have incredible clarity. We actually had a caller, Libertat, I believe was what it was, who called in, and you sound like you're right here in the studio, and it's well worth the time and effort to go to discord.freetalklive.com. I feel for the conspiracy theorists, because there's so much information out there, and clearly we're not right on everything, but I find it difficult to swallow much of that story.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight with the help of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.